The draft plan would put $6.7 million towards Petersburg's new fire hall and $3.3 million for a new library. The fire hall money would be enough to construct that facility, which already has a site prepared. Dave Berg is an assistant chief with the Volunteer Fire Department.
We're in the planning stages right now and have the architects and engineers have essentially designed the building for us. We don't have a full set of plans, but we've been meeting with them regularly to establish a set of plans that we'd be able to move forward on. If we were able to get this funding, it might mean that we could start even this year on the construction of the actual building, which would be very exciting for us. As you know, our facility in downtown Petersburg is very cramped. We run into problems every time we pull out of the fire hall.
Efforts to build a new fire hall date back to the 1980s. Among other problems, the department's vehicles are currently packed like sardines in the existing fire hall, which makes it difficult to respond in emergencies. The fire hall is part of the half-century-old municipal building, which has a number of problems besides cramped space. The building is also home to Petersburg's current library. The $3.3 million in the Finance Committee's draft spending plan would provide just over half the money needed for a new library, which is in the final design stage. The state funding could also help leverage more money from other sources. The committee's bill also includes another $1.25 million for the design and construction of a new drive-down dock in Petersburg and $250,000 for the ongoing upgrade to Petersburg's water treatment plant. But the money has a long way to go before it's approved. In total, the draft budget would increase statewide capital spending by $500 million over Governor Sean Parnell's proposal, according to Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman of Sitka. In committee on Wednesday, Stedman noted that lawmakers in the House and Senate cut the proposed capital budget by about the same amount last year.
The committee here worked very hard last winter at this time, pulling back a total of $500, and then after the our colleagues down the hall finished up, $488 million was reduced out of the capital budget last year. Again, now it's a negative $488. So we've added to this bill 1 year later a little over $500. So we're sitting about where we were 1 year ago.
Considering the state's projected budget reserve of $2.2 billion, Stedman and Senate Finance Committee co-chair Lyman Hoffman were confident the state's finances were in strong enough order to take care of more capital needs this year. Here's Hoffman.
From my perspective, we are barely catching up to the needs of some the capital needs throughout the state of Alaska since we had to cut the $488 million that you had mentioned earlier, Mr. Chairman. So I do view this as a catch-up and a jobs bill that will meet the needs of communities throughout the state of Alaska.
Over on the House side, District 2 Representative Peggy Wilson was happy to see the proposed spending for top projects in Petersburg and other towns in her district.
And they were high numbers. These weren't little numbers. These were pretty high numbers. So I'm really pleased that it's in there, and I'll do everything in my power to keep it in there.
Typically, the capital budget is not finalized until the end of the session when the House and Senate have to reconcile the differences between their two versions of the spending plan. The plan won't go to the House until the Senate passes it. Wilson expects a struggle when it gets there.
When it gets to the House, it'll be in different committees, different people will be talking about it and thinking about it and trying to take out something out of somebody else's district and use that same amount of money to do something in their district. And so the next 10 days are very stressful, and we constantly are just trying to watch every move that everybody makes, and that's kind of difficult because you still have your own committees that you're in. And so that's what makes the end of session pretty tense.
The $2.2 billion spending plan is already drawing some criticism. In an article on its website, the Anchorage Daily News reports that House Finance Committee co-chair Mike Hawker said, quote, "Frankly, I'm choking on it." The Daily News goes on to report that Hawker is concerned declining oil prices could lead to budget deficits in the near future. Meanwhile, back in the Senate, Stedman said he expected work would continue on the Finance Committee draft over the next couple of days. He said there would most likely be a new version Commission called a committee substitute on Friday, and members may discuss amendments on Saturday. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.